everybody into hour number four. Bated breath. By this time tomorrow, our new leader will have been sworn in for hours. The new coronation of the Savior. All our problems will be solved. Unless people in the public don't get behind the president. We are all one. Earlier you showed a photo from out there where it says, we are all one with Obama. And all the pundits are saying, Obama can save the economy. When I was on vacation last week, I watched more Fox and CNN and MSNBC than I normally do at night. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was such classical, overblown, cartoon-level propaganda. And it was just both parties, you know, all these pundits going, well, Obama's got a plan. He's got experts that can fix it. But, you know, he'll give us a great economy. Everything will be fine. If the people will join him and work with him and do what he says. And then I'd turn to the next channel and be the same thing. Obama, he can do it. He can. I mean, normally the media acts like the two parties are fighting and one party's got the answers and the other doesn't. And, you know, the government's not good, but the media will help you know what to do. And the government just stupid and makes a lot of mistakes. Now it's just, he is perfect. So what if his new Treasury Secretary doesn't pay taxes? So what if most of Congress doesn't? That's only for us. We must do whatever they say. We must follow everything they say. We've got to get behind them.
And the approval rating just goes up and up. It's just, I was for McCain, but now I like him. I am under your control. Obama. Obama.
It's like Body Snatchers or something. And, as the economy gets worse and worse, they'll say, got to do what he says. Oh, they need another banker bailout for the subprime mortgages. Oh, we didn't spend the money on the last one. We need another one. We need unlimited power. We've got to do whatever he says.
Whatever he says, and if we just do it, it'll be all right.
I mean, this is sick. And I just hate constant news with reporters going, this is wonderful. Oh, my God, it's so great here in D.C. Cut to the next channel. Oh, my gosh, it's so wonderful. Just smiling people. The reporters are all, oh, it's like heaven here. Look at this crowd. The crowd's like, and the crowd just like going, oh, my God. Oh, I love everything. Oh, my. I mean, you look at their eyes. We can show you video. I mean, you've seen them. They're on the news, and the eyes are all the same. It's just like, and you'll see men and women just going, you know, like one face will be gone, and then you look to the next person, they're going. And you'll see the crowd. I mean, everybody's sort of going. Ooh. I mean, it's just everybody is just, oh, smiling radiantly and having quiet moments of reflection about how. And then person after person they cut to from the night he won and had the victory speech out there. It was women and men going, oh, my problems are solved. My bills, my children's future, my health care. It's incredible. Everything is fixed. Oh, Obama. Obama. God, I love him. But the military's here. They're saving us. Oh, God. Meanwhile, all the shops are shutting down. Economy's folding. Everything's getting seized by foreign banks. Everything's shutting down. The bankers are stealing trillions a week. Trillions a week. Stealing everything. And then the publisher's like, oh, my God, it's so wonderful. Oh, my God, I love it. Oh, Obama. I mean, I'm not kidding. I'm like, what? I'm in a Twilight Zone episode. I mean, this guy is bringing in the most hardcore IMF and World Bankers just to fill his administration. This guy right here, Timothy Geithner. And it's like, well, he didn't pay his taxes. He doesn't. So what? No, Congress doesn't pay him. Over 65% of Congress doesn't pay taxes. They just say, I don't care if it's a law, because this guy used to be involved with the IMF and World Bank. Of course he doesn't pay taxes to himself. That's where you write your checks to the Federal Reserve, the regional Bank of International Settlements. You pay your taxes to him. And then he takes it and buys the military and the media and then charges you interest on the money you've got to pay taxes on. Look at him. It's funny. Look how he's predatory. Look how he's into being hardcore and savage. He's take your cancer shots. Let the CPS take your children. Let us engineer you. We know what's best. We're the super class. We're in control. And the public's like, yes, oh. Oh, Obama. People just going, oh, I'm just savoring this moment. Oh, for weeks, just dancing. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Everything's
is good.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Up on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv, I have the carbon cycle. There it is, the carbon cycle. And, they've even, this is one of the new propaganda ones where they even have the fossil fuel production from factories and cars, which according to the United Nations is a tiny fraction, less than one half of 1%. And I mean, that's their own numbers. Has nothing to do with anything. The ocean is billions of times every year. They've done the calculations on this of all human activity. One big volcano is more, one gaseous explosion from a volcano puts out more CO2, take the case of Mount St. Helens, than all of human activity in the previous 100 years to that, conservatively. And what makes the grass grow? CO2, literally. What makes the plankton have a great day in the ocean so the little fishies, so the krill can eat it, and the little fishies can eat the krill, the little shrimps. But now the shrimps are with Al-Qaeda. The global government is doing nothing about all the true environmental crises. I'm going to cover this later. But they are doing something about the carbon cycle. They are taxing the entire carbon cycle. If it, bring me back up to a close-up of that so I can show the viewers here and then talk about it for the radio audience. You see, you have water vapor in the atmosphere, which is composed of predominantly CO2. And it's one of the dominant majority gases in the atmosphere. And then it condenses into water vapor and rains back down into the ocean. Right here.
Oh, my God, it's going to kill the Earth. But Obama will save us.
And then it goes back up in condensation and forms clouds again and continues. But the trees, look, the trees, evil trees. That's why a lot of the cultists that have bought into this and really believe that carbon's deadly, they're saying cut down all the trees. Don't believe me, just Google. Mainstream news. Climate change crowd wants to cut down trees. But let's continue with the other evil things. They've got cows, as if there haven't always been bovine and other forms of mammals and other creatures on the land that are they're eating, and iguanas and every other creature puts off methane. Oh, they list those evil cows. The very life cycle of the earth being listed as toxic, deadly waste. Meanwhile, genetic engineering, gender-bending chemicals being dumped into the rivers and lakes and oceans, causing all sorts of deformities, humans having all sorts of problems from this. None of that's being stopped. In fact, that's being turned loose completely. See, because the corporations can't just have a phony environmental movement to tax and regulate and run your life. They've got to do more. They need to use this as a distraction to all the real environmental crises and issues we have to deal with. They have to pick an issue that can be selectively enforced against the population and selectively enforced against companies, smaller companies, that the establishment wants to run out of business. This is a total straitjacket on the planet, the carbon cycle. Taxing the carbon cycle. The Earth's 76% water, 75% salt, 1% fresh. That's really an old bad number. It's because there's so much fresh water in the aquifers, it's really more like 4%. So we're talking getting up close to 80% water. But technically, it's under the surface. Here it all is. And so they can ban and regulate and tax and control and have bureaucrats overseeing everything you do, because everything on this planet that's natural is carbon-based. And CO2 is not a toxic waste, because let me show you these little evil things called trees right here. These little green things there on your screen, those put off more carbon than all our cars and all our buses and all our factories could ever do. Now, the United Nations itself claims that the increase in temperature that we saw in the last decade, that 6% of that was attributed to less than one half of 1%, and some estimates are even lower, from human CO2 and other greenhouse gases. So there you have it. They're basically terraforming the Earth in the opposite direction. Meanwhile, there's thousands of aircraft spraying chemtrails, manipulating the weather everywhere, and devastating the atmosphere. And the military detonated hundreds of nuclear weapons in the high atmosphere, blowing holes in the ozone layer. But then they're using DU all over the planet. But that's not an issue. Detectors in England and the United States, every time they use DU, picking up the DU in the atmosphere. Because let me show you the planet. Punch up the planet for me. Planet Earth. And we're going to your calls. Punch up the planet for me. Well, hell, it's right here on the screen. Here, just cut to this. Let me show people something. Right here. Here, I'll just pick the microphone up and come over here. You see this? This is the globe, okay? And I'm going to come over here and I'm going to show you. The jet stream goes this way. Jet stream goes that way. And the jet stream actually dips in at one of the lowest points from, 30, 40, 50, 60,000 feet where it varies. It dips down right over New Mexico, Texas, and Louisiana. That's its main dip point. You can go online and watch the satellites with the infrared of the jet stream. And it comes in right across southern North America, and it comes right in at New Mexico, Texas, and it dumps in. Now, you know why that's a problem? You know why it's a problem? Because most of the detritus and the really dirty factories and the chemicals and the trash burning in China and in India, where there's almost 2.5 billion people. No, it's more than 2.5 billion. It'd be 2,700,000,000, excuse me, in China and India. That all blows across the jet stream. In fact, can you guys back that video up on screen? I can show people for them right behind me. So there you have the Earth. Yes, that's good. This is a view of North America. No, that's a view of Africa. So I need a shot of the planet from the other side. course, people will probably say it's a conspiracy theory and the planet doesn't exist next. But the point is here's the globe. Now, look. You've got the jet stream going this way. It's going around the planet. And they seem to be focusing on the jet stream a lot with the chemtrail spraying. But regardless of that, you've got China and India. And then you've also got the Middle East, Iraq, Serbia, and Central Asia, Afghanistan, where tens of thousands of tons of DU have been dropped and are dispersed through the atmosphere. That's why a lot of you'll see orange dust on your car, and it'll be on the news that blew in from Mongolia, China. So back it up again. I'm going to show people viewing. Oh, yeah. Here's a good shot of the United States. Cut to this one. So the jet stream is blowing this way. Okay, and it goes around the world through China and comes back. Around the Middle East, China, and it comes back. And it dumps right here. So it's going around. All on the other side of Asia and Europe and the rest of it. And it comes around and it dumps most of its detritus on New Mexico, Texas, and Louisiana. In fact, Google live satellite imaging, live satellite of jet stream. And we will show them a 24-hour rendering of the satellite the last 24 hours. Now, I checked this last week, about a week and a half ago, and it was all of it was dumping into Texas at the time. But it varies. It varies in its dumping. Then it dumps a little other places too. But we get the full helping of the DU right here. Now, that's a satellite shot of North America. Okay, that is a jet stream shot of a limited air. That's the Canadian jet stream. There's several jet streams, but the main one of the main jet streams. Show me another jet stream here. I'll probably get emails saying there's no such thing as a jet stream. But the point is, I'm not kidding. They say there's no North American Union. They say there's no Trans-Texas Corridor. No, it doesn't matter. I'll find it during a break. You know what? Just Google jet stream. It doesn't matter. And I can show you how it's all dumping on you. But none of that is a real issue. We just need to tax the carbon footprint. Let's go back to the calls. Who's up next here? Charles in Florida, then Matt, Ron, Ronnie, and others. Go ahead, Charles.
Alex?
Yes, Charles.
Hey, how you doing, man? What's up, man? Before I say anything else, I just want to tell you, I'm an African-American listener, so you do have African-American listeners, if you didn't know already.
Oh, I know. I've got a lot of great folks listening.
Yeah, I just want to say about my people in this whole Obama crap, and most black people, the majority of us, they can't, and they just don't want to believe that, you know, Obama's not the Messiah. And, like, they don't want to, excuse me, they don't want to do anything, like, they wouldn't do anything the news wouldn't say. And, for example,
and because of that, they're not, it's just like Bush supporters. Once they signed on to Bush, didn't matter if he tortured, secret arrest, yeah, destroyed the Bill of Rights, tripled the size of the BATF, it was, you know what, I'm sticking behind the commander-in-chief. And it's going to be the same thing with Obama, but with the media just cult-like saying, he's the answer, he's the answer. I mean, 10 times worse, so people go, I just can't say I've been conned. I just love you.
Yeah, for example, like my own mother, my own mom, like she doesn't believe me about anything I tell you. I mean, I tell her from like what you say, or like I give her articles after article after article, and like she doesn't want to read it. Or I told her like in early August, because you had an article, I believe, like they said it really conned me. Yeah, listed all the stores that were closing. She didn't want to look at it. And I said, Mom, we need to start, you know, buying food and start saving our money. And, you know, we need to get gold and silver. And I was adamant about getting gold and silver. And
she
was like, in the end,
your mother is going to say Obama's good because they're going to wreck the economy to force us onto the government dole. Yeah, and then they'll still be the savior. See how they wreck things on purpose?
Yeah, and I was telling my mother, like, we need to get gold and silver. She was like, well, my financial advisor didn't say that. Oprah didn't say that. The View didn't say that. And you know, our pastor didn't say that. So I just can't believe you. You know, you're not a professional.
Well, The View and all these other shows, they didn't tell you to buy gold 5 years ago when it was $300 an ounce. It's now $850.
Yeah, I know. I was like, it's so frustrating. I was like, I don't know why you're doing this. Mom, I was like,
Well, stay there. Let's talk more about it when we get back. And then I'm going to get into a bunch of news on Obama and the coronation tomorrow.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero. And we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Man, this show today is just blasting past us, and I do want to go over the fact that they're demonizing 9/11 Truth on television, saying we're terrorists. It's a new development in a string of activities they've been engaged in. I do want to break down, and I'll do it more tomorrow, what Obama's really doing and the distractions within the diversions, the wheels within wheels. But up on screen, we did find the last seven-day animation of the jet stream. And I told you it dumps normally over to New Mexico, Texas, and Louisiana. It's moved a bit east there, a couple hundred miles. You can read the different graphs of the height of the jet stream, where it tends to come in and dump its particulate. And there you have it, the jet stream coming in from the west to east, and right there on the screen, dumping over New Mexico, dumping over Texas, and then rising back up in the atmosphere over the east. So you see it dumping right there over the state of Texas. All that nice depleted uranium for you and your family. All that nice toxins and things from China and India. All of it. Nothing being done by the illustrious, loving government. But they will tax everything you do and control your life. Finishing up quickly with Charles in Florida. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, how much time I got?
Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say, like, I remember when he won the election, like, I remember when you talk about the people, the public being dumbed down. I'm not saying my people are dumb or anything, but like...
Well, it's not only black folks that are worshiping Obama.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like...
Black folks are, what, 12% of the population. It was white people that were the main group electing him.
Yeah, I'm like, when I went to work, and I told people that I had voted for Cynthia McCain, like, you just voted for Satan. Like, you didn't vote for Obama. What's wrong with you? Like, these are the people, like, I would consider, like, you know, good friends, or if not that, you know, associates.
Well, she's saying he's bad.
Yeah, and they were like, I'm trying to tell them that, you know, that the government's just using him. He doesn't run anything. He works for them, not the other way around. And, you know, like, you know, he's just a puppet. You know, he's the MC. He's the spokesperson for, you know, the men behind the mirror. It's like, they don't want to see it. Like, they can't take it. You know, it hurts them inside. And it's like, honestly, I believe, like, 8 years from now, like, still, like, people were like, no, he was the first black president, you're a racist, and I'm black, and I'm a racist, you know, and like, he's our new OJ, he's our new Michael Jackson, you know, like...
Well, it was like after 9/11, you know, if you weren't for everything Bush was doing, you were with Al-Qaeda. I appreciate your call. It's either you're with us or you're against us. Meanwhile, he's saying the banks are totally going to take over even more. I mean, this is the change. There is change. They're putting the whole New World Order in high gear. Let's go ahead and go to another call here. Let's talk to Matt in Connecticut. Matt, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate what you do. I just had two quick questions. I'll make it as quick as I can. First one, I was wondering, I have trouble sharing this with people, so I was wondering what is sort of the most fundamental, easy to articulate, yet impossible to dispute 9/11, you know, truth fact.
We have two different embassy heads in Canada and Saudi Arabia, U.S. citizens, saying that they learned that they were ordered to give the supposed hijackers visas into the U.S. in the months before 9/11 when they were listed as supposed al-Qaeda in the computers, and they were told, look, it's okay, let them in. These passports are, these visas are their cover. They're really CIA operatives. And then the lieutenant colonel, the head of the Defense Language School in Monterey, Butler, went on record and said, we train these guys at our base. And then right there you say, why is there not an investigation? Why is there not an issue? Why is this not being raised? And then from there you have the NORAD drills of hijacked jets attacking the exact same buildings at the exact same time on record, and all the NORAD and FAA tapes saying, why are there all these drills going on at the same time as this really happening? Why am I having fake blips put all over my screens? Why has somebody hijacked the computer systems? I mean, right there.
Okay, that's a good one.
It's on record, sir. It's just on, and they just go, well, never mind that. And then they go give attention to the operatives and then their camp followers, you know, the fools that don't know they're being conned, the force multiplied mob, the establishment force multiplies through them, saying it was holograms or nothing really hit the building. That's now what the media and O'Reilly always talk about is the kooks, you know, who say it was space aliens did it. And they go, look at 9/11 truth. They think space aliens did the attacks, or they think it was space beams, or they think it was this or that. And then you notice all those groups will savagely attack all the legitimate thermite research, all the legitimate bombs in the buildings research, Marvin Bush running security, you know, Larry Silverstein saying, everybody, you know, we're going to blow the building up. Then those that are pushing all the other space beam theories, they will savagely attack us to try to take over the movement, and then we're nice and don't respond. They then call us agents. But they won't talk about those hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. They'll just, shut up, it's holograms! and it's pretty sick.
I just wanted to make one more question if I had time. I was just wondering if you know anything about any efforts to, like, repeal the Patriot Act or overturn it on either the state or the federal level?
Yes, I do, and I'll answer that question when we return in 3 short minutes. Then we're going to get into 9/11 truth, Obama, and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Was a prisoner of doubt. Now the New World Order's on a prisoner of doubt. They're making their move on free humanity right now. Total dehumanization. They believe they're taking control of human evolutionary process. I got a news flash for you. We don't compute in that future. You can face the facts, or you can fall to the New World Order. As for me, I'm not going along with the merchants of death and destruction and humiliation and pain. I'm going to stand with the innocents, the widows, the orphans, the little ones. And I'm more than happy to be chewed up, be destroyed by the New World Order. Because in that process, their tyranny will fall. The gambler understands. Man, it's hard to shut this song off. I'll take my chances on you. Again and again. These evil people are weak. They just don't play by the basic rules of humanity. They're like cancer in a body, destroying it. And they must be removed. They're coming straight on for us no matter what we do, so we might as well fight back. The best defense is a good offense. Okay, I want to answer that last caller's question and then hit two big news items. And I'm going to watch tonight quite a bit of the propaganda and write some notes. I'm going to do a big, probably 30, 40-minute audio blog that will be up in the morning before the show. So that'll be up on Infowars.com, my reportage on that. And tomorrow I might do 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. I got some interviews going on out here after the show. And I'm on Russia Today and some other foreign news tomorrow. So Mike Rivera, when I'm on those channels internationally, is going to be popping in, doing news coverage here with us as well. I just love it because he looks so good on the video. We're going to try to get more and more of our guests in studio with us via the video system. You know, I kind of shrink from even covering the Obama thing, though I've covered bits and pieces of it, because it's so huge. There's so many facets. I probably wrote 20 pages of notes when I was on a trip last week, and I intend to try to, again, go over those tonight in the audio blog, but I'll get into that here in just a moment. And then, of course, get into some final calls from Ron, Ronnie, Paul, and Rob, and that'll be it for calls. To answer the earlier caller's question, is there any action to repeal the Patriot Act or restrict it, overturn it at the state, city, or federal level? And let me answer that question. Don't like tooting my horn, but it's just a fact. I put out a news article back in December of 2001, a month or so after the passage of the Patriot Act on October 27th. 2001, and I analyzed the bill, its attack on the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third, Fourth, Fifth, Tenth, everything. And I said, what we need is people at the county and city level to reaffirm the Tenth Amendment, states' rights, and to go in and say, even though the feds will claim it's only symbolic, that counties and cities and states are going to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's just a declaration that they follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution and that they will not assist. And I got the idea from librarian groups saying, we're not going to go, be part of this as a guild. And bookstores and others saying you're not going to have computerized list of what everybody reads. We're not going to give that to you without warrants. Then you got to have oath or affirmation and probable cause. So that's where the original idea came from. I said people need to go with this. Some groups picked up the idea. And last time I checked, Google cities or states repeal Patriot Act. It'll be like 3 years old. But last time I checked, 7 states repealed the Patriot Act, and they said, we're going to follow the Constitution Bill of Rights. We're going to order our people in government to follow the law and to not be part of this unconstitutional monstrosity. And then last time I checked, 800-plus cities had, including Austin, Texas, and many other areas, and that's covered in my film, The Matrix of Evil, where we go down there and defeat it. And the city of Austin said, yes, the Bill of Rights Constitution is in force. And, of course, we told everybody, this Patriot Act isn't about terrorists or al-Qaeda. This is for U.S. citizens, and this will be used against everybody. And it has been used in tens of thousands of drug cases, and you name it, where they go, well, we're just going to use the Patriot Act. We don't need no stinking warrants, where they can sneak in your house, break in, plant things if they want, without warrants. I mean, this is asinine. Especially when you know that they're shipping the majority of the narcotics in, like they ship the terrorists in. Again, they create the crisis, they offer the solution. But I've already spent a lot of time on that. Did you guys find one of those articles? Well, just type cities repeal Patriot Act, states fight Patriot Act, something like that. And I can show the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers this, because obviously people have forgotten about this happening. And regardless, that shows what you can do at the state level. Now, that said, I want to tell you about a couple sponsors that made this show possible. Then I'm going to get into Obama and an encapsulated analysis and then into 9/11 truth and then some calls. First off, I do want folks to know that our biggest sponsor is eFoods Direct. The website is eFoodsDirect.com. We'll put their website up on screen for you here in a little while. eFoodsDirect.com. And I just hope that people will get prepared. I hope that people will be self-sufficient. I hope that folks will get these high-quality, grown right here in the United States, storable foods that are just so important to have so that you're not dependent on government. That's their plan. Blow out the whole economy, bring down the society, so that your only recourse is to turn to them. So there's riots and things, and so the public gets sold on having troops on the streets. So give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. They give you free brochures or audio CDs. You can also go to the website and watch a lot of free videos they've got up there with all the materials, the information, and what's in the food. You can see the food. Non-GMO, right here from the U.S., except for the bananas. They have to get that up from near the in the Caribbean area. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Then, of course, there's a Cola Blue. We got one right here in the office. I've got one at my house. What an amazing system. It's got seven filters. They corrected me, not five. Seven filters it goes through after it just grabs humidity out of the air. And it condensates in there. And voila, you then have crisp, clean water with none of the byproducts that are in the major water supplies. In fact, I've got a news article here out of the Mail Online. Gender-bending chemicals in our rivers grow more potent. In England, the U.S., every major water supply in the United States has Prozac, Ritalin, birth control, hormones, and that's why it's killing the fish. It's making them be, both sexes have deformities. A cocktail of gender-bending chemicals entering rivers and streams is more potent and harmful than anyone realized. It has been revealed. Scientists have found an entirely new class of chemicals that is changing male fish into females. It just goes on from there. So here's the article. I want to show folks this article on screen. Anyways, Ecola Blue. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044. I mean, if you live up in northern Canada out on a farm and you've had your well tested, you don't need this. But for everybody else who even has wells that are, because the rivers are going down, and the toxic waste from all the cities and the sewage just builds up, and folks are nuts if they don't have an Ecola Blue or filter their water in some way. And this is as clean as you can get it. Just right out of the air. 866-585-4044, EcolaBlue.com. Kind of mixed an ad in with a news article, but I happen to have that laying right there. I see those similar stories every day. Like this one, I meant to spend more time. They're kidnapping the old people and throwing them out of their houses in England, and then the bureaucrats move into their houses themselves. I covered that earlier, but this goes on in Austin all the time. This is one of the first things I did when I got on the air back in late 95, early 96, was fight these bastards. And let me tell you, you tell people this is going on, and they just can't believe it, man. I've seen cases in Houston where if you don't pay a parking ticket, they throw old people, because they know they can't fight back, out of their house and move into the 200 grand house. The bureaucrats do. This is out in England. Oh, my gosh. I've got all this news here I want to get to and cover. I can't do an overdrive today because we have folks coming into the office. What am I going to do? I don't know what to do here. All right, let me just be brief on the Obama, and I promise an audio blog on this afternoon will be posted tomorrow morning probably. Hell, I can probably just keep Aaron up here, poor guy, and have him upload it later. I can just send it over to him from my house. And then tomorrow, I'm going to do an in-depth breakdown of Obama. But here's the bottom line. Here's how they work. They create the stage terror, offer you the solution, which you think is aimed at foreigners and truly aimed at you. They stage the economic collapse by design with the big central banks that have designed and engineered this. Then they offer the solution of unlimited tens of trillions to themselves that we've got to pay back in tax money. They say you better pass unlimited power for us in the banker bailout, or we will be in a depression. That then destroys the economy even further, which is what they want. Then they don't spend any of that money, which wasn't $700 billion. They keep using that number. It's $8.5 trillion at least, to buy up everything with our money. Then we have to pay for it in taxes. And now Obama comes out and says, I need even more power with a new private central bank in the United States that can just give unlimited amounts of U.S. currency to insurance companies, General Electric, whoever we want, buying controlling stock, buying off corporate CEOs to allow this vertical integration. The Rockefellers went in and took control of their oil companies again from Rex Tillerson. And now ExxonMobil has announced that global warming's real, called for a global tax. Meanwhile, there's still people. You can go watch trailers for Endgame online or go watch the interview I did with the Rothschild where I say it's a global tax. And he goes, no, it's not a tax. It's a conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, they're announcing all over the news it's a global tax, and they go, no, it's not. It's a global tax. It's not a global tax. It's a global tax. And using psych warfare techniques against people for folks kind of go, what in the world's going on? Just an endless tapestry of fraud and corruption. So, again, they get everybody scared. They say, give the bankers unlimited power or horrible things are going to happen. They then bring in Barack Obama as the savior. But this is a new wrinkle in everything. Because normally they kind of play the left-right paradigm and you know, demonize while at the same time building up a politician and create the illusion that they're running things and they're in charge. And that's happening with Obama, but on steroids. But there's nothing negative. It's just all praise and worship, and he can do no wrong. And the key here is they say over and over again with the pundits, do whatever Barack Obama says, and he will fix it. But the challenge, the media says, over and over again, the American people, is will you do what Obama says? Will you help him? Will you come in there and by helping him, will you accept national compulsory service? You'll get a free Starbucks coffee. And then notice how they introduce it. It isn't that it's going to be work brigades or spy forces or domestic military or 18 to 24 and a new domestic military. That's all announced in the fine print. That's what they're going to do. But at first it's, oh, I need all of you to help at soup kitchens. Well, who's against soup kitchens? I go and do that sometimes when I have time. Give money to Meals on Wheels when I can't. But see, well, you're for soup kitchens, aren't you? Yeah, but I'm not for... It's like calling the Patriot Act the Patriot Act when it's not patriotic. It's the opposite. Well, it's the same thing. This is mislabeling. Oh, well, you're for national compulsory soup kitchens, aren't you? I mean, you got to roll your sleeves up and help Obama. That's how he's going to fix things. But so see, on the news, it'll be soup kitchens and then, oh, and youth uniforms and kids marching around screaming, hail Obama, and the mass media, the comic books, the culture. They've got Obama comic books, you know, where he's Superman and Spider-Man, and he's the savior, you know, put out by Marvel Comics, going $200 a piece, their first printing. Now into the third printing, just, oh my God, Obama, it's so incredible, he'll save us, he's Superman. Mixing false reality, the fiction reality, with reality. So again, Obama's coming in as the savior, he'll fix it all. You just got to go along with the uncomfortable bad things he's going to do, like keeping FEMA camps open, closing Guantanamo, moving people to other camps. You've got to support all these new taxes and regulations. You've got to support the new carbon taxes. You've got to support new wars. You've got to support more and more bailouts of the bankers. And they say on the news, you know, the public doesn't like the $700 billion being kept and it being, but they don't mention that it's secret, that they won't tell anybody where it's being held, or that it's $8.5 trillion. But, you know, we have to do this. And so, you know, we better go along with Obama because, you know, he's got the group of experts that know how to fix this crisis when it's the same group of experts, like Timothy Geithner, who engineered the whole thing. And it was above the law and doesn't pay taxes. And was told he didn't pay taxes and said, screw you. Just like 65% or more of Congress every year doesn't pay income tax. They just go, why? Why? We rule. So they're going to build him up. I believe the stock market's going to go up for a while. People are going to say, oh, my God, he's really fixing things. We've got to get behind everything he says and everything he does. We've got to support the carbon tax on all CO2, methane, and every other carbon put off by life forms in every industry. We've got to put taxes on it. We've got to regulate it. We've got to have a guest worker program. We've got to have increases in foreign aid to help the starving. But really, it's to euthanize them, sterilize them, forced abortions. You know, we've got to get behind, just like Pat Robertson. They're all lining up, the comic books, the culture, the media, Fox News. Pat Robertson saying, socialism will save us. Obama is the answer. We've got nothing will stop him. It is of the Lord God told me. And then the media with the images of just smiling, happy crowds every day, just going, Obama, Obama, just creating this hysteria bandwagon of stuff's real bad, but the news says that Obama's got a plan to fix it, and if I just do whatever he says, if I follow whatever he says, it's all going to be fixed. If I just do whatever Barack Obama says, oh. And folks, making this film about Obama, working on here every day, I mean, just the depths of how evil he is, how evil his handlers are, the horrible things they're planning, how they lie, how they spin, how they break all their promises. This is going to be a great betrayal, a false hope, this huge Obama deception. But again, within that is another deception, because it's all about him as if he actually runs something instead of the shadow government that now is its shadow, with NORTHCOM and the 10 FEMA regions openly announcing they're putting troops on the streets and spies and tattletale squads. And they're going to have lots of attempts on Obama's life and the dear leaders trying to fix the economy and trying to help the children, but terrorists tried to strike again. And my God, they use guns. And you know what? Obama's got to restrict the guns. And then Obama's openly announcing, and his new attorney general is openly announcing, that they're trying to pass a law in Congress where they can ban by executive fiat through the attorney general any guns he wants, all semi-autos. I read the bill yesterday on air. It's happening. National gun registration's been introduced. And it still doesn't matter. We just got to do it. He's saving us. And they call it change. More government, more regulation, more control, more bureaucracies, more welfare to bankrupt the states, to get everybody on the government tit, to get everybody under their control. You know, I promised to get to this 9/11 news, so we'll do that in the final segment. I don't have time to get to all your calls. For everybody that's holding, call back tomorrow. I'll go to the head of the line. I'm going to come back in into 9/11 truth and the way it's being attacked. And I'm going to spend more time on this later in the week with Daniel Senjata. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airwaves of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols. From a doctor you can trust.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And help us win this battle.
Move fast because we're almost out of time, but I was just looking at the screen earlier, another article about, you know, school superintendents all across the country said they're implementing the Obama system in their schools. But see, they couldn't say the federal government system, really under federal control of the schools, public schools, government indoctrination centers. And so they say, oh, it's Obama. They make him the superstar, the rock star, the super Michael Jordan, the Arnold Schwarzenegger on steroids, pun intended, culturally. And then they attach the whole New World Order train to him. And then he is the front man, drags it through with the public going like this because the economy's falling apart and they're scared. And they're going, Obama, 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 just bowing down like it's to some idol. And then they implement the total federal takeover, the youth brigades, all of it. We're in deep trouble, folks. But we may still have time to turn this around. Because they admit within a few months, 150 days max, the public is going to turn against him and see that it's a fraud, just like they did with Bush. And that's our job to do that, to put out the issues, to put out the facts. Now, I want to play this clip. It's from a new A&E show, FBI show, portrays 9/11 truthers as dope-smoking terrorists. This guy is buying grenade launchers to kill U.S. troops. He's a 9/11 truther. They also play subtle race card. They do it both ways. You know, he's a kind of a gangsterish black guy who wants to kill the troops, and he's also smoking pot. So the image is terrorists smoke pot, terrorists are 9/11 truthers. And this is an A&E program put out by Hearst Publishing that owns it, the Fathers of Yellow Journalism, and this ties into the Violent Radicalization Act, all these national TV hosts saying 9/11 truthers are terrorists with no incidents, no evidence. We're exposing the establishment of the terrorist. And this is why the Senate and the House have said we're dangerous, we've got to be dealt with, our free speech has got to be restricted. Because if we expose that they carried out the terror, they have to stop staging terror attacks, and that takes their tool of hitting us with a terror attack and then posing as the savior and saying that guy did it so they can direct us into some new country to attack. So that's what they're doing. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
Hey, you here for my launch cards.
Look, man, if I could just get what I came for, and I'll be on my way.
You a truther or a sheep?
What?
9/11 was a false flag operation, man. Wake up. A self-inflicted wound to control the masses. You know there was no planes. All done with holograms and CGI.
Yeah, man, look, if I can just...
What's your rush, bro?
So, and you've seen the national drug policy ads where if you smoke marijuana, you're aiding al-Qaeda. So it's multi-propaganda rolled in here. And then notice the government angle I told you years ago they were going to attack us with is the CGI no-planers. That's an operation. Now, you got idiots that are first multiplied that don't know they're being controlled that are pushing that. And so all over TV, all over media, they're inserting... Just like they insert that homeschoolers abuse their children and homeschoolers dumb their children down when it's actually statistically the opposite. Just like they tell you, you know, that guns are illegal when they're not illegal, but somebody's at your house cleaning your carpet and they see a gun case and freak out and call the police on you in Texas. Or people see that somebody's homeschooling and they call the CPS on them saying homeschooling's illegal because they have sitcoms and dramas where they just suddenly go, you know, it's a new world order and we got to get rid of this homeschooling. They just inject this. You're being attacked by propaganda. I mean, even if you don't believe this show and don't like me, what is the point in wanting to be conned and being screwed? Everything we told you came true. We've been right about almost everything, ladies and gentlemen. We've laid out the facts historically. We know what's going on, and we're doing our best to fight the New World Order. And we need your help, listeners, to spread the word about the free podcast with 125,000 people a day downloading the free podcast in the listen section at Infowars.com. And tens of thousands every day listening to the archive, or hundreds of thousands a day listening to restreams, or millions on the AM and FM dial, and millions a day watching our clips on YouTube and Google. We're having a huge effect. We've got a chance to beat these people. Well, the public is waking up to the New World Order, but they're getting conned by Obama, but only for a season. Rebroadcast starts right now. One place. The internet streams at Infowars.com. God bless you all. Continual coverage of the coronation of our God tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.